This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. There's a new thing sweeping the nation. It's called LinkedIn Envy. I guess LinkedIn Envy is when you log on to LinkedIn and you see your friends and all the amazing things that they're doing in life. And your LinkedIn says, works at radio station.
Yeah. You know, I've tried LinkedIn. I've tried to be a part of that community. I just don't fit in with them.
Yeah.
They're all so professional, you know, and I'm just me.
My kid literally has the most amazing LinkedIn page you've ever seen.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But see?
But that's what they do.
Yeah.
Those scholar kids.
Do you have one?
It says, does radio.
Yeah, that's all mine says. And I have no friends.
Yeah.
Not.
I don't pay to be on it either.
No.
Yeah, subscription or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, it says that they all compare each other. Whatever. Good for them. I don't know if it's a new thing or whatever, but the kids these days, what they're doing is they're going on that, their LinkedIn, and they're just like, hey, I'm amazing. That's what they're, like a brag fest.
Some people are actually like using it as a dating website too.
Oh God.
To find people to date because like all the apps and everything like that is just a train wreck. So they're going on LinkedIn.
To find other smart
and
people.
And to make sure that people actually have jobs and stuff.
Well, that's maybe not a bad idea actually. You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Stand by. Smokey the Bear is 80 years old. This is his 80-year anniversary.
Smokey is?
Yeah, wow. Smokey the Bear. Was there a song?
Only you can prevent forest fires.
But was there a song? Smokey.
I don't think so.
Was it very
I don't remember
happy
a song.
Was it? No, that's Frosty. Anyway, that's the wrong one. Did you guys see this? Be aware that if your dog all of a sudden starts vomiting, is lethargic, and has a very firm abdomen, he might have swallowed something. A veterinarian performed surgery on a Bernese Mountain Dog. And he found more than 30 foreign items in the dog's stomach, including 24 socks.
Wow.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah.
That'd stuff you up.
24 socks?
Yeah. The dog also ate a whole onesie, a hair scrunchie, 2 hair ties, and like I said, 24 socks.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, so if your dog is like, oh my God, like that, and his stomach is protruding and tight, probably ate some socks.
I will tell you, if your dog does eat kinetic sand, because at our house we have a lot of kinetic sand because of little Debbie.
Yeah.
It comes out perfectly in the backyard.
Really? As kinetic sand?
As kinetic sand. Kinetic sand poop.
Oh, that's cool. Because when I was little, I'd take that sand and kind of get it wet, you know, not kinetic, but just regular sand.
Yeah.
And you remember you made the little turd tower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like that. But it was like, multicolored.
That is awesome. Wow. He's got turd towers in his yard that are pink and blue.
They are kind of artwork. You could probably sell them.
Wow. I gotta come over.
It's really hard to pick up though because it just falls apart.
I always feel. I wonder who those people are. So there's like Tom the tutor picker upper or something like that. Have you guys seen the guy that all he does is pick up poop?
I've seen his truck driving around.
Yeah. He's in Douglas County.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
And he's like the turd scooper.
Yeah, we don't have that, I don't
that
think.
That is very fancy.
I'm sure there is one, but I've not seen it in our neighborhood.
But that I keep thinking, like, who pays for that service?
A business must be booming because
right?
he's all over
he
the place.
He is all over the place.
Yeah, what's he charge, though?
I don't know.
I'd charge a lot.
I would, too. But, I mean, you just have some guy pick up your turds?
Yeah.
Every week.
I'd get a dog again if I could do that.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. Get a dog again.
Yeah.
Get over to Perfect Pets.
All right. Yeah. And then this guy, Wally, comes over. Man, how much do they charge there, Smidell?
I'm not seeing how much they charge. There's a couple ones. There's ones called the Poo Crew.
Oh, I love the Poo Crew.
Yeah, you got the Scoop Soldiers.
Oh.
And Poop 911.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
for emergencies.
Yeah. Man,
I feel like my favorite is the Poo Crew.
That's a good name.
Right? Man. Well, Poop Soldiers, they sound like they're like vets or something.
They're on it.
Yeah,
they're on it.
It looks like most of them start at about $65 a month.
Oof. How many times do they come?
I have to go into the details there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. Really sad news, people. Really, really sad news. And that is Rob Gronk is not going to be a Bronk.
No Gronk. Not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, it was all a big fat rumor, wasn't it?
Yeah. He said, quote, crazy bro. Just like Gronk would say, right? They must know something about me, though I don't. I was just in Australia for a few days. Now it's time to relax a little. No football.
There you go. Straight from the Gronk.
But I thought he was in veiled training.
All a big fat lie, wasn't it?
They even added veiled training for the altitude?
Yeah.
Damn, people. The internet.
Get real elaborate.
God. Can't take it anymore. Hey, congratulations to Ron Torres.
Woo!
Ron Torres of Commerce City. That's right. He won the Trash Truck Driver of the Year of the nation, in the whole nation. Listen to this. Ron Torres, garbage truck driver who works in Commerce City, won the title of the best garbage truck driver in North America 2024-25. It was a national championship. The competition put on by some company is hosted every 2 years in Phoenix, Arizona. And here's what they have to do. They have to collect some trash, see how they do it. Oh my God, that was awesome. And then they have to back up. They have to parallel park their trash truck. And then they also have to do all these serpentine movements in the parking lot, like, whew, whew, whew. And he was the winner of the whole nation.
That's pretty cool.
I'm so proud of him.
Way to go, Mr. Torres.
Right? Ron Torres from Commerce City. It was 107 finalists from 36 states. And they flew him and a guest to Phoenix with luxury accommodation, dinners, hosted events and parties. Man.
What an honor.
He also gets cash prizes and additional days of paid time off.
You know, and he gets to keep this for 2 years because they only do it every 2 years.
Every two, yeah, right.
So he's a 2-year champion, man.
They say
that's pretty cool.
The best driver of the nation in trash truck is quite the honor.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that trash world, you got to figure that's one of the highest honors you can get.
Well, and speaking of which, it's like an Oscar, which will be on Sunday. Look at that transition. You see that?
No, Torres isn't going to be at the Oscars.
No, but the Oscars are going to be on Sunday. Hey, you guys might want to store up on some orange juice because the prices are going to skyrocket. I guess Florida is having its worst orange crop ever. They say that every year because of disease and hurricanes. In fact, Tropicana, the brand Tropicana, Naked Juice, which is under the umbrella, and Kavita are probably filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
I never thought in my life Tropicana orange juice would file for bankruptcy. It seems like a staple in my whole life, you know? But that's what they're saying is they're in big trouble, and they got all kinds of loans, and they're still not making it because of the lack of... One of their farmers just quit. Like, the whole industry of oranges...
Yeah.
They quit. They said that this is too much because they're so diseased.
Oh. Yeah.
And so they didn't even have a distributor. Yeah. So buy some, freeze it, whatever. I don't know. I will tell you this. The only thing that Whole Foods sells is Simply.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me something about that Tropicana.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if Whole Foods only sells the brand Simply,
yeah,
that tells me that Tropicana has some more ingredients that they don't agree with.
Not as natural.
Yes, correct. Mm. Yeah,
so. Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy orange juice very much.
Yeah?
I don't really care for it. It's a little too a little strong, a little citric.
What does your kid drink?
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
Yeah. Mm. Apple juice, milk, soda if you let him.
So my girlfriend Holly and I would tell my son that we were drinking apple juice because it was really Michelob Ultra. And we'd be like, hi, buddy, we're drinking, mommy and Holly are drinking apple juice. And then one day he wanted apple juice and I was like, oh, hell.
Oh, yeah.
I should have picked something else, like coffee.
yeah. You can now go with energy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that works out pretty good.
That's true, too. And then finally for you, this is kind of crazy. We know the Gene Hackman story, all that, and then the daughter just came out, and she thinks it was a chemical, something chemical that happened in the house, so they're looking into that. But did you see that woman that they caught, that the Tesla dealership?
I did.
Yeah.
Her name's Lucy.
Okay.
Miss, her name's Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got the story here for you.
Okay. All right.
A Colorado woman is facing felony charges after alleged repeated acts of vandalism at a Tesla dealership in Loveland. Police arrested Lucy Grace Nelson just before midnight Monday near the dealership and said she had multiple incendiary devices on her. The investigation began in late January after the first vandalism report, followed by another on February 2nd and an attempted arson on the 7th. Police say several vehicles and the dealership itself were defaced with graffiti, some of it offensive and hateful. Police say they are working with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and federal charges are expected in the case.
I'm assuming this is against Elon Musk, right?
I don't know.
I don't know
what it's for, but here's what I do know. That this Lucy had, made devices to blow up stuff. And they let her out on bail.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
That's messed up.
I don't get it.
You have somebody that's going to blow stuff up?
Yeah, she's potentially a problem.
Well, yeah.
She is.
I think she's got a screw loose.
And she's tried it multiple times.
Yeah.
And I think, a public service announcement is that these people that are going out here and trying to blow things up over political beliefs or posting things online about you're threatening to hurt somebody, you're going to end up in jail.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not legal. You can't do that.
And it's really not worth it.
It's really dumb.
It's really not worth it.
I mean, there's nobody worth that.
Exactly.
To put your butt behind bars over.
Yeah.
Just settle down.
You're not supposed to tell a woman to settle down.
It's like the worst thing you can do.
Like ever.
Calm down. Settle down.
Ever.
Well, I'm not just talking to women. I'm talking to all people.
Well, you were talking to Lucy in that moment, and Lucy now pissed off at you.
It's too late. It's too late for Lucy to settle down. Lucy's already out of control.
Settle down is part of the calm down family.
Yes. Okay. It falls under that umbrella.
Well, again, I think Lucy's already passed the settle down. She's on her way to the pokey.
But how does she? No, she's not. She bailed out. I don't even get that. Right?
I thought she bailed out on the first time around.
Well,
but they've got her again. That's what I thought. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
She got in trouble once before.
Yeah.
Right? And then she bailed out on that one. How she got back out, I have no idea. This time, they've got her again.
Oh, so she's incarcerated right now?
I don't know. Okay. I'm just saying, I have no idea.
All right. Well, anyway.
But Lucy's out of control.
Yeah, Lucy is.
She's got a bad attitude.
She needs to calm down.
Yeah, she does.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
All right, it's the BJ. Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, 5 o'clock this afternoon, another chance to win.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
Halsey tickets.
BJ and Jamie.
What are you saying? Breaking news?
The Pope is on the mend.
The Pope?
It says test results are looking great for the Pope Francis.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. We had this guy gone, man.
Prayers really do work.
Oh, boy.
That's proof right there.
Oh, well, take the wood off the fire. No smoke today.
Nope.
Not at the Vatican.
Woo, go Pope.
Well, that's
go
good Pope. News. I mean, go we Pope. Needed some good news. Right. Yeah, go Pope.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, That's all I got.
Hope he makes it.
He will.
All right. Yeah, baby. Look it up. All right, we got to go. It is a Thursday. Man, tomorrow is Friday already.
Yay!
Gorgeous weather. I mean, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, then some snow on Tuesday, but they're not saying how much.
Yeah, but
just
let's
yet.
Not talk about that.
Yeah. Not. Let's go with the good weather,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here for Friday's show. We'll do that tomorrow. Don't forget, Halsey tickets, 5 o'clock today with Slacker, the Slacker Show. And then tomorrow morning at 7:20, right here on our program, again, Halsey tickets.
Correct.
Have a great day. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.